All right. Good morning, everybody. Public House. Jeremy, let's hear it for Jeremy one more time here.
Yeah. Good to go.
Very nice. Boy, two-time world champion. And time of year, Jeremy, for you. This is exciting. There's a lot of things in your life going on, which we're going to talk about. But the ball club is starting to win at home, and you're getting that feeling again. It's nice.
You know, when you start winning, you get five wins in a row, and you start building that momentum, that confidence. And, you know, we took the series. We hope we can take the sweep today. But, you know, when all of a sudden everybody was bagging on us for not winning or beating a team over 500, you know. And so to kind of get some wins out of there and have the pitching performances that we've had from our starters especially has been phenomenal. So, yeah, it feels good right now at the clubhouse.
Did you say bagging on us?
Yeah, you know, people are like, you haven't beat a team over 500 since May.
Since May 29th.
You know, stuff like that, you know, and it's – yeah, I mean, maybe, you know, I think should we have beat teams? Yeah, I think there was a couple times where we had some wins that we let slip away, and I've been a part of a couple of those. So, you know, I think we've played good enough. It's not that we haven't played good enough. I just think that it just didn't work out. But this is a time where you want to get hot. This is we're going into a month where it would be a good thing to get hot, and we have some good big series here coming up over the next few weeks.
Yeah, definitely. How about winning at home? I mean, that's got to be a big boost in the confidence because next month you got some big ones here at AT&T Park, and so this week's got to have been huge for just the whole team morale, et cetera.
Yeah, we don't have many homestands left. I think there's two after this.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, but there's two big ones.
Dodgers,
you know,
Padres, et cetera.
WWE. Yeah, and Padres, and they seem to really give us a run every time we play them. You know, it's not exactly a cut-and-dry deal when you play those guys. They're a really tough team for us for some reason to it's not necessarily we beat them, but it's not like it's, you know, 10, it's 2-1, it's scrappy, it's you can see even what their Padres are doing to the Dodgers.
Sure.
Man, they're making it hard on them as well, so it's not going to be easy, and we know that, but we've been through it before, and we're looking, if we can keep pitching like we're pitching, it'll be a good sign.
Well, that's the key.
Yeah.
And it all starts in the mound. You got to play defense, you got to hit the ball, but it all starts with you guys on the mound.
Yep.
There's no doubt about it. And what a homestand.
Wow.
Quality starts in every one of them. Mm. But how about Bumgarner? Almost the perfect game.
Yeah.
Petit, and you can appreciate this, 46 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come last night, here's the veteran Peavy who's screaming at himself on the mat. You never know what he's going to do. And he strikes, I think, six of the first nine and has that sweeping slider, whatever it was last night. He looked terrific. But what a week for a pitcher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think our starting pitching is really big. You know, they're going deep into the ball games. Which, you know, sometimes it doesn't necessarily happen. There's, you know, you're getting later into the year. People are getting tired. You know, so just to see, you know, these guys come out and pitch the way they're pitching, and they're kind of feeding off each other. And that's kind of what they've done the last few years. When we went on those big runs and won those World Series, you had the starting pitching that were kind of feeding off each other. And they're starting to do that a little bit. And I think Peavy's bringing an interesting dynamic to the game, obviously, with, you know, he's yelling at himself. But he's very competitive. And I think that kind of brings a little bit of a different vibe than what most of us have. You know, we're competitive, but we're not as necessarily vocal. And he brings that, man. He brings energy. And I think that's a positive thing. And he even brings energy when he's sitting on the bench. So it's pretty cool.
Jeremy, let me ask you, has any one of you tried to attempt a PV kind of impersonation?
No, not me. I know some of the White Sox guys did. But,
Gordon Beckham, I think, attempted it.
Beckham did. You know, I don't think I can do that. I definitely can't do it while I'm pitching. You know, sometimes I've done it while I was pitching, but it usually doesn't work out for me. But he's definitely a interesting guy. He's a one of a kind.
And Bumgarner, he's got his own vibe out there too. I don't know which is the bigger Red A.
Yeah, Bum's kind of one of those. He's definitely a tough guy mentality out there. You know, I think he's done a real good job of almost being out there and never showing expression in the sense of never shows any kind of frustration towards himself. If a hitter, whatever hitters are doing, he doesn't seem to show any kind of weakness, which has been something he's grown into and he's done very, very well. And I think that's the biggest thing I saw this year was against the Cubs, that first inning. He gave up a couple homers, and he didn't show any frustration. He didn't show any emotion. He just stayed focused, and he ended up getting through seven and getting a win.
Nice.
And so I think he's matured a lot in that way, and he's a horse for us.
Boy, he sure is. Jeremy Affeld with us today. A little more baseball, and then we're going to get to some very important things that you're doing. You ever have position players come out to the mound and say, Jeremy, you know, keep closed a little bit more, keep the arm up, or you ever do that? When Gibson, they used to come out to the mound and say, Gibson, tell him something. Gibson would say, the only thing you know about hitting is you can't hit it, you know, and get back to your position. People ever come to the mound and talk to you?
No, you know, well, Buster will from time to time because he sees it, you know. He's an important guy, especially for me. Usually when I'm not doing as well as when my sinker's not sinking, and I think it is, and it's not. And so you start a ball, and the thing about sinker ballers is we start a ball on a part of the plate that looks hittable. Okay. That's the whole deal. Well, if it doesn't sink, it stays hittable. So that's where you kind of start to – you're almost like, man, I feel like it's a good pitch, but he's like, it's not sinking. You got to stay inside a little better. And so he's the guy for me. That does it. You know, there'll be times where Crawford, I get on him every now and then. He'll come up to me and be like, yeah, I saw the pitch you were going to throw. And I was like, I don't know if you should throw that. I'm like, well, why don't you call timeout? Run in here, man. Like, you just let me throw it, you know? And so, but, you know, but Buster and Susak's been calling some good games as well. So we trust our catchers, and it's all about location for us.
Yeah,
and
it sure is.
So Buster I really depend on, but none of the position players really come in. You know, the last thing I need is, you know, panic coming there telling me how to pitch. And we might have a little panic scenario.
He doesn't even shave yet, and he's coming telling a veteran how to do it, right? Yeah, that'd be weird.
Then I'm panicking.
Right. Yeah. Belt could say, well, look, I don't think so.
Yeah, Belt, even Belt, I would have a hard time. I'd just look at him, you know, be like, yeah. You just, you know, pick it for me out of the dirt.
Very funny team. Well, you're doing a lot of amazing things, and we've talked about it out here at the Public House, that if we sign part of the check, it goes to your organization. Tell us about it, and something's coming up very important September 11th.
Yeah, we're just doing some different things this year. You know, we're trying to raise awareness. Obviously, everybody knows about poverty, and there's a lot of different groups out there doing a lot of good things, and so I'm not necessarily trying to, you know, sometimes you don't want to oversaturate the market, I guess, on that stuff. But I'm doing some things with young people, and I'm trying to get out there and get people to understand, get these young adults and even see these younger kids as they go through life to understand that it's not about them, that we're here as a part of a world, as a group of humanity, that we're supposed to help each other out. And that's kind of why we're here. And sometimes I think we tend to get selfish. Everybody does. I do. And I'm trying to encourage the kids to be more selfless a little bit and think about somebody else, especially if they have and somebody doesn't have, and just try to help out where they can. And so we got different things going on with hunger initiatives and well digging projects. And we talk about human trafficking and what's going on, even because it's their age group that's getting trafficked more than any other age group. And so just giving them the awareness and then also giving them opportunity to help is kind of what we do at Generation Alive. And I'm trying to raise different money in different ways. We're trying to get creative. The Public House has been phenomenal for us, and just kind of getting our name out there and allowing us to be their charity. And we have a thing going on here at 21st Amendment.
Okay. Now that's September 11th, right?
Yep, on 9/11, and we're going to do some fun stuff. We have, you know, it's a celebrity bartending thing. So I've got some of the guys coming out to bartend a little bit, and we have some, we have non-baseball guys coming in, and but we have, you know, some of the guys from the team, and I'm hoping to. Right now, I think I've got a pretty good chance. I'm going to have a Buster Posey showing up and a Hunter Pence and PV and some other guys, you know. So I think we're going to have some fun guys coming for a little bit and have a good time. But it is to raise money for a good cause. It's not, you know, it's for us, you know, and these guys in the clubhouse really support me in this area. I'm just trying to raise different money to allow us to do more things, not just in, you know, Spokane where I live, but down here. We're trying to do a million meals here in January and trying to get all over the place with this message of just loving your neighbor, you know.
Very good. Good. It's 21st Amendment. Yep. Pat, you've been there.
Definitely. Got that watermelon wheat beer. It's delish.
Right.
It's great.
Yep.
And
really
that
good.
Is September 11th. Are you going to have a raffle or anything like that?
We'll have an auction. We have some stuff coming in. There's another group I work with called One World Football, and it's an unpoppable soccer ball. That in Napa.
I've heard about that.
Yeah, and they're a good, awesome group. And we they're donating a ball that's going to be signed. And we're going to kind of – I'm just trying to – you know, we're trying to raise money different ways. So there will be auction stuff. There will be raffles type things. And there will be some fun things going on.
Well, you have the Marty Lurie bobblehead if you need it.
That's right. That's right, man. Sign that sucker up.
Okay.
Very good.
Hey, Tim Lincecum is part of you guys now in the bullpen. Have you chatted with him? How's that going for him?
You know, we just kind of hang out with him. You know, Timmy, I know, has been working with Rags a little bit, and sometimes in these situations, it's not a big thing. You just need a little bit of a mental break. You know, baseball is a very tough sport to play. It's built on failure, which none of us like to do. But you got to try to kind of see things the right way, and sometimes when you're not seeing things the right way mentally, it's very tough. And so for him, you know, just maybe get a mental break a little bit, which they've given him, and he's been working with Rags on pitch location. And you know, hopefully he gets back out there and becomes Timmy. You know, we love Timmy. Timmy's done a lot of good things for this ball club. And so we really appreciate him for everything he's done. He's been big parts of some two World Series, obviously. He's been a two-time Cy Young Award winner. So he's really for the biggest thing for me to encourage Timmy is he's got nothing to prove. You know, sometimes we feel like we have to prove stuff, and because that's kind of the job, right? It's a performance-based job. But, you know, he's got nothing to prove, and just kind of get him to relax and have fun out there is some of the best advice that I can give even myself sometimes. And it's just hard to do sometimes. And so he's got to get out there and compete and have fun and trust his stuff, and just things got to go your way too. So he's got to have that. But I think that, you know, he's come along great. We're really he's a great teammate, and I like him down there with us. But you know, obviously, I hope he, for his sake, obviously maybe too, he wants to get back in that rotation. But we enjoy him in the bullpen.
And just because he can laugh at himself, do you guys haze him at all as the newest member of the bullpen? I mean, I don't know if you guys are doing the Hello Kitty backpack or anything, going on with Tim, or what do you do to keep him loose?
You know, his first time in the pen has been here, so we haven't really had any bullpen time. We don't have a bullpen here.
That's right.
So
it's
harder to.
What about, does Colorado have a bullpen?
Yeah, we're out in right center field, just right as a center field there, and so when we can get away from the cameras and we get our alone time down there, we do some fun stuff. But sometimes we can't do some of the stuff in the dugout that we can do down there. Rags gets a little riled up at me if I cause too much ruckus in the dugout.
Boy, it was exciting last night with Peavy, wasn't it? Possible no hitter.
Yeah, man, he had good stuff to do it. I mean. The hit that broke it up was just a jam shot, broken bat. But that just tells you how hard to throw a no. It is hard to throw a no hitter.
Yeah.
Hard to throw a perfect game, obviously too. But I mean, it's very, very difficult. And he had the plays. You know, they say in a no hitter, there's always like one or two plays that save you. And he had them. Man, that play from Crawford was probably the best I've seen this year. I mean, that was an amazing play for him to make. And so you kind of thought there's that play.
Yeah.
You know, Kane had his at his perfect game when Blanco went and made that catch. So he had it. It was just probably the weakest ball he had, you know, really that really was hit all day, and it dropped. You know, it's just baseball.
So did you stay away from him? Did you honor the tradition? No one talked to him?
Yeah, I'm sure they did. You know, like we have our bullpen is downstairs sometimes. So we just kind of sit around down there and do our routine and get stretched out. But yeah, most guys probably left him alone and stood on the rail, and you're not allowed to move and all that stuff.
So. You bite your head off, maybe.
That's right.
You know?
Boy, very funny. Hey, Jeremy, it's great to have you out here. And Kathy has texted me this morning. Can you please tell people they can buy tickets at generationalive.org? Okay. Generationalive.org. So I'm hoping to come out as well. She's mentioned that to me. So
yeah, it'd be fun.
We can make it September 11th. Now, do you have to know how to make drinks? Is that the deal?
I don't know. You know, the good thing about 21st Amendment.
I may have to bring Pat with
me.
I know how to drink them.
Yeah.
I don't know if I know how to make them.
You know, 21st Amendment, that's a solid beer bar, man. That's good beer, man. So I think all I got to learn how to do is pour, because they got all kinds of choices and stuff there. So.
Tap. You pull it towards
All right, I may be able to handle that if I come out.
Hey, let me ask Jeremy. Me too. It's Star Wars Day out here. Are you a Star Wars guy?
You know, I was. I the old school more than the new ones. I really, you know, I grew up in that era a little bit, so I enjoyed it, man. I watched all those. Man, I had all the toys, the little, you know, figures and all that stuff when I was growing up, and that I was more of a Star Wars guy than a Trek guy. You know,
okay.
So I enjoy. The Star Wars themes.
Outstanding. What's Jar Jar Binks got in the mix, Marty? No good. That's all you need to know,
that's
man.
That's right.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Thanks,
Jeremy. You're right, Pat. All right, let's hear it for Jeremy Affeld and all the good things he's doing here.
Yeah, right on, Jeremy.
GenerationAlive.org. You can get tickets there for September 11th. Jeremy, thanks for coming out.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
it. All right, more coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
KNBR.
Awesome.
All right, man.
Thanks, Jeremy.